This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
To another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got some tunes and songs lined up for you today that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. Today, the first airing of the show, Tuesday the 25th of April, and in New Zealand, that's Anzac Day, and that's when we remember those who have served in our armed forces, and in particular, various battles that they've been involved in, some successful, some not successful, and it's a serious time of the day. I've picked out a couple of songs that are to do with fighting for your country, all from the bluegrass repertoire, and we'll see how we go, but the rest of the show is pretty much as per normal, and I'm going to kick off with a song that's got a slightly humorous twist to it. It's from the Band of Rooks, fine band, Ronnie Bowman on lead and harmony vocals and bass, Don Rigsby on mandolin and lead and harmony vocals, Kenny Smith on guitar and some harmony vocals, and Brian Fessler on banjo. And they've got Aubrey Haney playing some fiddle and Rob Ikes on the resophonic guitar. And the song I've picked out is one called My Old Tattoo. And for those of you who are into tattooing your skin, well, the song is for you. The Band of Rooks. I think you'll enjoy this.
Well, what you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name? Long sleeve shirts with your makeup on, they never gonna hide the shame. You can't cover up an old love, and it costs too much to change. What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name? That D-I-V-O-R-C-E slapped me right in the face. Just remember, when you're looking for your new love, you better hope our name's the same. You threw all I own in the front yard, I slowly walked. What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name? Long sleeve shirts with your makeup on, ain't never gonna hide the shame. You can't cover up an old love, and it costs too much to change. What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name? me in red ink. That's what happens when you party too hard and you have too much to drink. Oh, it's not my fault, you can't wash it off. Should have saved yourself the pain. What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name? What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name? Long sleeve shirts with your makeup on, ain't never gonna hide the shame. You can't cover up an old love, and it costs too much to change. What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name? What you gonna do with my old tattoo when you try to find somebody new? What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name?
Oh, I've known a few people in that situation. That's quite interesting. What you going to do with my old tattoo? That was the Band of Rooks. We'll go to some an old-timey approach to some bluegrass music now from one of my favourites, High Fidelity. Great band. This is from the Hills and Home LP, and or CD, actually. I've been looking them up on YouTube lately, and great band. I love their performances. And always use Gibson guitars and Gibson RB250 banjos. You sort of notice that even when they're doing double banjo stuff, they got the two Gibson RB50 banjos with the big bow tie inlays, and they sound great. So does the Gibson guitar, and I really enjoyed their approach to the music. Here's one written by Wade Maynor and Zeke Morris. It's one called Maple on the Hill.
Country village grows a maple on the hill. There I sat with my Jeanette long ago. When the stars were shining brightly and we heard the whippoorwill, then we vowed to love each other evermore. Songs together when the birds had gone to rest, and would listen to the murmur of the rill. Will you always love me, darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill?
I'm going to play you a tune now from Bill Munro with his Bluegrass Boys. This is from a live concert at the Jordan Hall in Boston in October 1964. Bill Munro is playing mandolin, and he's got Peter Rowan playing guitar, and Tex Logan on fiddle, Everett Alan Lilly on bass, and featured on banjo is Brad Keith, as he called him, or Bill Keith, as the rest of the world knows him. There weren't supposed to be two Bills in the band, so Bill Keith got renamed Brad because that was his second name. And this is a Bluegrass Boys classic, really, called Bluegrass Breakdown. And it's interesting to hear what Bill Keith, who is known for his very innovative banjo playing style of the Chromatic work, as to what he does with a real straightforward bluegrass tune like Bluegrass Breakdown. Let's have a listen. Didn't they? Oh, they enjoyed his banjo playing, and he was really starting to get warmed up in that last break there with a little bit of that fancy Chromatic banjo playing at the time. Well, as I mentioned at the start of the show, it's Anzac Day when this program first comes out, and never been that much into war songs and that sort of thing, but there's a few. I like the schmaltzy ones, and this is one of my all-time favourites. I first heard it done by Bill Clifton, but by Bill Clifton version of it is in rather tatty condition, and I do have it by the Country Gentlemen, and Bill Clifton taught the song to the Country Gentlemen, and they used to back him in doing this song, and John Duffy liked it so much he thought that he would do a pretty good version. And they surely did with the Country Gentlemen. They used to record with Bill quite a bit. It's a lovely song. It's actually, although it's well known as a bluegrass and a country song, it was written in 1917 by New York songwriters. So it's a very much commercial song, but it just has wonderful thoughts and emotions in the song. It's one called Mary Dear. Let's have a listen.
Goodbye, Mary, I must go. Said a lad, now don't grieve so, for its duty calls me far across the sea. Take this autumn,
leaf of gold. Said the maid will never grow. Always wear it near your heart and think of me. Meet me yonder down the lane when I come back home again. Neath the tree where this autumn leaf once grew. Kiss me, Mary, then we'll part, said the lad with a broken heart. When the leaves begin to fall, I'll be with you. I'll be there, Mary dear, I'll be there. When the fragrance of the roses fills the air. Neath that oak tree grand and tall, when the leaves begin to fall, I'll be there, I'll be there, sweet Mary sleeve, and his comrades taking leave. They're now home again, the transport has come back. If she loved you long ago, she won't love you less, I know. And one arm will do to hold her to you, Jack. It was autumn time again, as he wandered down the lane. There beneath that old oak tree he found a grave. There he knelt in silent prayer, for the one he loved slept there. And the tears fell on the golden leaf she gave. I'll be there, Mary dear, I'll be there. When the fragrance of the roses fills the air. Neath that oak tree grand and tall, when the leaves begin to fall, I'll be there, yes, I'll be there, sweet Mary dear.
Oh, they're fine presenters of songs, aren't they? Best diction in the world, John Duffy, and that was from 1969. John Duffy, Charlie Waller, Eddie Adcock, and Ed Ferris was playing bass for them there. Mary Dear, great song. Let's listen to the Band of Rooks again with the Don Reno song, There's Another Baby Waiting For Me Down the Line. Here they come.
Down the line, she has got just what it takes, and I have got the time. And you have been untrue, my darling, to the tie that binds. So there's another baby waiting for me down the line. I have stayed awake and wondered what I'm gonna do while you went out a honky tonk and coming home at two. Dressed up and I'm feeling oh so fine, 'cause there's another baby waiting for me down the line. Yeah, there's another baby waiting for me down the line. She has got just what it takes and I have got the time. You have been untrue, my darling, to the tie that binds. There's another baby waiting for me down the line. Darling, for days. since I found out you're that kind. So there's another baby waiting for me down the line. There's another baby waiting for me down the line. She has got just what it takes and I have got the time. You have been untrue, my darling, to the tie that binds. There's another baby waiting for me down the line. Got just what it takes and I have got the time. You have been untrue, my darling, to the tie that binds. So there's another baby waiting for me down the line.
That's the Band of Rooks. There's another baby waiting for me down the line. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we've been doing this show for many years now, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. A weekly show is always a great incentive to get up and listen to some bluegrass music, and I'm always on for that. All the music that I'm playing comes from my shelves. I've got a few shelves of LPs, some of them not in very good condition, as you probably noticed with that Country Gentleman one. And I do most of the show on CDs, and I've got a few shelves full of CDs as well, and I try and make the program as varied as possible for you, and it represents my tastes in bluegrass music. I make no apology about that. I've got some bluegrass music on those shelves that I don't think I'd ever put on the show, and there's an awful lot of bluegrass music out there that I would probably love to have to put on the show, but I don't have it. If you're ever throwing away your CD collection, send it to me, and I can go through it and find something else to put on the show. Right, this show goes around all the access radio stations in New Zealand and access radio stations in Canada and some in the USA as well, and it's available as a podcast. So there's people listening all over the place, and I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you need anything musical, go and see Shearer's Music Works in the middle of Hamilton. It's a bit far away if you're anywhere apart from New Zealand, really, but worth a try. I think they probably do online sales. They've got anything you could possibly want to play music there, and they're very good to the music community in Hamilton, and I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's listen to Bobby Hicks now, fine fiddle player. Spent a lot of time, he played a lot of tunes with Bill Monroe, spent a lot of time playing with Ricky Skaggs' show, and I met him when he came out here with Ricky Skaggs, 1995, I believe it was, and in fact, Bobby came round to our place in Hamilton and bought his fiddle, and Colleen and Bobby did some fiddle playing together, and when Colleen moved to the USA, they still did some fiddle playing together. So we've got a real soft spot for Bobby Hicks, and I just love his approach in the music. Well known for his work in the Bluegrass Album Band, of course, where he just nailed every fiddle break that he ever looked at. But this is one of his own albums. It's album is called Fiddle Patch, and it was released in 1998. And on this tune, he's got himself playing fiddle, Craig Smith on banjo, Mark Fain on acoustic bass, Brian Sutton on guitar, Ronnie McCurry on mandolin, and there's a tom-tom at the start of the song, and that's Pat McInerney. I think I said that right. So the tune is called Comanche Hit and Run, and it's got a very Indian approach to the start of it. Let's have a listen. Thank you. Bobby Hicks, Comanche Hit and Run. Interesting tune, wasn't it? I hope you enjoyed that. We could listen to Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers now. And this album is called Another Day from Life. And the notes inside the album are interesting. They say, music can become a daily diary set to melody and rhyme. Music celebrates our happiness and mourns our losses. Bluegrass music is fortunate to continue the rich tradition of telling stories of home, heartbreak and heroism, alongside tunes about feuding, family and faith. In this collection, our fourth release for Rebel Records, Another Day from Life is the perfect title song. All of the aforementioned themes are represented, as are others, both light and heavy. Well, I'm going to play the tune Another Day from Life after an introduction like that. Here's Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, Another Day from Life. And I'll follow that with a tune from this same album called The Last Parade. And that's in honour of the fact that it's Anzac Day here in New Zealand. And we are thinking about all those who served overseas in our war exploits.
The front door of the shack, saw a blind man and his dog as they crossed a busy street, saw the police on the corner as he walked along his beat. And life goes on, it's just another day, a day of happiness for some a day of strife, all in all it's another day from life. A speeding car, saw the firemen on the scene as they fought the raging fire, saw a long-haired bearded boy give a pretty girl a glance, heard a man on bended knee begging for another chance. And life goes on, it's just another day, a day of happiness for some a day of strife, all in all it's another day from life. Saw a broken little man stagger from a skid row bar, saw a toothless little lad as he rode a worn out tire, heard a freight train leaving town with the whistle blowing blues, heard about our nation's woes on the Channel 7 News. And life goes on, it's just another day, a day of happiness for some a day of strife, all in all it's another day from life.
Didn't know the boy, but I had to go. I knew his mom many years ago. There were hundreds there, and I was the one come to pay respect to a fallen son. As I left my home, took my flag and I took my place on the town's main drag. There were little kids and bikers there for a single cause to show they care. Thank you, son, for how you fought that day. Thank you, mom, for
the son you gave, the least I can do is let old glory wave as the tears rain down on your last parade. Next door to a friend of mine, he played football offensive line. He had a real good job for several years, and he felt the need to volunteer. Thank you, son, for how you fought that day. Thank you, Dad, son you gave, the least I can do is let old glory wave as the tears rain down on your last parade. He married well on a summer day. His anniversary was only weeks away. Now he's laid to rest by his grandpa's grave as the veterans play Amazing Grace. On the other side of heaven's gate, horse rode up with a brand new saint, and another son had met him there for his first parade in his new town square. Thank you, son, for what you did that day. Thank you, Lord, for the son you gave. The least I can do, glory wave as we gather round for the last parade.
Oh, they write some good songs about service and about war and that sort of thing, don't they? Joe Mullins was playing banjo, Mike Terry on mandolin, Evan McGregor fiddle, Dwayne Sparks on guitar, and Randy Barnes was a bass player, and they all do a little bit of vocal work on that. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. I have heard a track from the East Tennessee State University students, and this is from the album Testing Tradition, and all the students contributed to it, wrote songs and formed bands and recorded with it. And this is a song written by Corey Wharton, and he's playing guitar and singing the lead vocal. And David Mowell is doing the harmony vocal, playing mandolin. Zach Carter's playing banjo. John Goad is bass and playing the lead guitar as well. And it's a similar theme called March Home to Me from the East Tennessee State University students. March Home to Me.
Fell on his knees, tired of fighting for the boys in blue. And gently through the wind, he heard her once again, whispering what he already knew. Cannonballs and the bullets, please. left and all the soldiers knew. Day after day, he couldn't live that way. The death in miles were more than he could chew. March home to me. You don't need to fight old General Lee. March home to me. Dodge the cannonballs and the bullets, please. Thought he was alone. The sky turned gray and the southern winds blew. Then he heard a rebel yell and a cannonball shell spoke to him as he met his doom. March home to me. You don't need to fight old General Lee. March home. Dodge the cannonballs and the bullets, please. March home to me. You don't need to fight old General Lee. March home to me. Dodge the cannonballs and the bullets, please.
Well, they're a very creative lot, the students at East Tennessee State University, and I guess the various themes of loss and war and parting and all that sort of thing give a fertile ground for writing songs. Well, that's certainly so in that case. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and some of the songs I've selected today, because it's Anzac Day in Hamilton, in New Zealand, where this show is first issued, Tuesday the 25th of April, and was just playing some tunes that sort of remind us of that fact. In the morning, Tuesday morning, dawn parades, and we all line up and remember those who served in the various world wars that we've been involved in. Let's hear from Danny Paisley in the Southern Grass now, A Memory of You. This is from the album The Room Over Mine.
Hung like a heavy mist, and I knew death had come too soon. The stars may be shining for somebody else, the moon may be giving its light, but all that I have is a memory of you, and I'm lost in a world black as night. Death came too soon to the one that I love, and now I'm a traveler alone. Just a wandering boy with a broken heart, whose sweetheart and pal is now gone. The stars may be shining for somebody else, the moon may be giving its light, but all that I have is a memory of you, and I'm lost in a world black as night. Thank you. despair, I just force myself to go on. And I'll keep wishing every day that I'll be with her in the beyond. The stars may be shining for somebody else, the moon may be giving its light, but all that I have is a memory of you, and I'm lost in a world like it's night.
Some very energetic bluegrass there from Daddy Paisley and the Southern Grass. I need to tell you that few events that you can come to if you're somewhere around Hamilton any time really of the month. We've just had the April Back Porch Bluegrass Jam Session, so you missed that, but it's on the fourth Sunday of each month, and we hold it on Sunday afternoons at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club in Brookfield Street, Hamilton East. It goes from 2:30 to 5 o'clock, and it's an opportunity to get your banjo and your guitar and your mandolins and fiddles and things into action and come and do some songs with us there. It's pretty informal, I need to warn you of that, but it's good fun, and well, we think it's good fun anyway. So that's Back Porch Bluegrass, the Jam Session. A little bit more formal is the Morrinsville Country Music Club concert on the second Friday of each month at the Rotary Community Hall, and it's a great concert, always quite organised, and they've got their people worked out, and they've practised with the band, and with a little bit of luck, all the band get all the starts and the finishes correct. I say that because I'm quite often in the band, and I'm the one that needs to get the starts right, and sometimes I don't quite get them right, but that's just the way it goes. So there's a couple of things that you can go to, and always remember, if you're in Auckland, go to the Auckland Bluegrass Club. Look it up online, you'll find out when it is. And of course, in Wellington, you've got the Wellington Bluegrass Society in Petone, and that's always worth going to, and they always have guest artists presenting some great takes on the music from all different angles. So go and see Andrew Bicknell and the boys at the Wellington Bluegrass Club. What shall I play now? I'm going to play High Fidelity again from the same album. It's interesting, the notes to this album, Hills and Home, were written by Joe Mullins. So we've just had him on the show, so now we're having the band that he writes so lucidly about. And this was a song from Jim and Jesse McReynolds, really, called I Will Always Be Waiting for You, High Fidelity.
It's been many weeks, my dear, since you told me that you love me so dearly and true. But today it seems to me you have changed, dear, for you're telling me that our love is through.
When you're far, far away from me, darling, if you're sad and you don't know what to do, and you feel that no one cares about you, I will always be waiting for you.
Oh, I can't forget the day that you told me that you'd love me and be my sweetheart. But it looks like, my dear, you've forgotten, for you say now that we have to part.
When you're far, far away from me, darling, if you're sad and you don't know what to do, and you feel that no one cares about you, I will always be waiting for you. Thank you.
dim and dreary, and the nights are so lonely and blue. Since you left me alone here without you, oh, please come back, I'm waiting for you.
When you're far, far away from me, darling, if you're sad and you don't know what to do, and you feel that no one cares about you, I will always be waiting for you.
Oh, they do everything so tidily, and so it seems very organized, but naively fresh at the same time. I just love the way they play. You've probably gathered that from the way I rave about them. I'd like to play you a couple of tracks from an album from the band Bluestone. The album's called What Goes On, and Dick Laird, mandolin and vocals, Carol Swam on rhythm guitar and vocals, and I met them in 1971 when we were staying with Mike Seeger in southern Pennsylvania, and we had a bit of a picking session round at someone's house, and Dick and Carol were there, and it was great. Tom Neal on banjo and vocals, Russ Hooper on dobro, John Glick on fiddle, Heath Laird on bass, Jeff Laird on rhythm guitar. They all sing, and it's a great album. Tommy Neal, the banjo player, died last year, and sad to see that, but it was just in a publication recently. I'm going to play two songs from this album, and the first one is Did She Mention My Name? And I played this song with some friends. Barry Patterson sang lead in it, and we were playing at a friend's birthday party. It was one of those big birthday parties. I can't tell you how old, but one of the numbers is zero. And anyway, we played. Barry Patterson sang lead. I played banjo. Keith McMillan played mandolin. Paul Corboy played bass on it, and it's a great song, Did She Mention My Name, and written by Gordon Lightfoot. And the second song is We Shall Meet Someday. So here's two tracks from Bluestone.
To meet an old friend and pass the time of day, talk about the old hometown a million miles away. Is the ice still on the river? Are the old folks still the same? By the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the morning came, do you remember if she dropped a name or two? Is the home team still on fire? Do they still win all the games? By the way, did she mention my name? Landlord still a loser? Do his signs hang in the hall? For the young girl still as pretty in the city in the fall? Does the laughter on their faces still put the sun to shame? By the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the talk ran high, did the look in her eye seem far away? Is the old roof still leaking when the late snow turns to rain? By the way, did she mention my name? And looking at the rain, do you remember if she dropped a name or two? Won't she say hello from someone? There'll be no need to explain. By the way, did she mention my name?
sick with grief. As we say goodbye, we shall meet someday, where no sorrow or tears ever dim the eye. We shall meet someday. Someday, by the river of life, sparkling cool and clear, we shall meet, someday. With its rolling tide, we shall meet someday. In a city of life, on the other side, we shall meet someday.
We shall meet.
Where no storm clouds gather, we shall
we meet. Shall
someday. By the river of life, sparkling cool and clear, we shall meet, someday.
We shall meet,
where no storm clouds gather, we shall meet,
someday.
By the city of life, on the other side, we shall meet, someday.
Well, that was the band Bluestone doing a fine job there on those two songs. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you can join me next time, be it on podcast or on the air, and we'll enjoy some more bluegrass music. Meanwhile, here's a Hamilton County bluegrass band recorded in 1970 playing a tune called Scotland.
Use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.